Ladies and gentlemen, we are coming back to Atlanta.
Right now.
Whoa. Mark your calendars because the second annual Black Effect Podcast Festival is happening on Saturday, April 27th. Hosted by B-Dot and Pretty V. Last year was nuts, but we about to do it bigger and better. We've got some of your favorite podcasts like Carefully Reckless, Horrible Decision, $1 million Worth of Game, just to name a few. Tickets go on sale today, right now. Go to blackeffect.com/podcastfestival. Get them. We'll see you there.
I'm Johnny B. Good, the host of the podcast Creating a Con, the story of BitCon. This podcast dives deep into the story of Ray Trapani and his company, CentraTech. I'll explore how 320-somethings built a company out of lies, deceit, and greed.
I've been saying since a very young age that I was going to be a millionaire. If someone's like, oh, what's your best way of making money? I'm like, oh, we should start some sort of scheme.
Listen to Creating a Con, the story of BitCon, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
My whole life, I've been told this one story about my family, about how my great-great-grandmother was killed by the mafia back in Sicily. I was never sure if it was true, so I decided to find out. And even though my Uncle Jimmy told me I'd only be making the vendetta worse, I'm going to Sicily anyway. Come to Italy with me to solve this 100-year-old murder mystery. Listen to The Sicilian Inheritance on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Bring a little optimism into your life with The Bright Side, a new kind of daily podcast from Hello Sunshine, hosted by me, Danielle Robey,
and me, Simone Boyce. Every weekday, we're bringing you conversations about culture, the latest trends, inspiration, and so much more.
I am so excited about this podcast, The Bright Side. You guys are giving people a chance to shine a light on their lives, shine a light on a little advice that they want to share.
Listen to The Bright Side on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search The Bright Side.
Coming up at the top of the hour in entertainment news, improv reality star and mother of three, this is very sad news, Jackie O died suddenly after reportedly getting a mommy makeover in Miami.
Wow.
Yeah.
So heartbreaking.
That's sad.
Yeah, it really, really is. Yeah. Also, in entertainment news, Bill Cosby is accused of raping a former Playboy model 50 years ago. And President Joe Biden fell to the ground on stage at the U.S. Air Force Academy's graduation ceremony. That is all coming up. But right now, it is time to ask the CLO. All right, so Jay in Harlem writes, my ex-wife is in a financial bind and she asked me to borrow some money. We are still the best of friends, but my new girlfriend told me if I give my ex the money, we're done. Should I respect my new girl's wishes or honor my friendship with my ex?
What?
Interesting.
Well, that's a tough one. What I'm trying to figure out, dog, is why you told her.
Yeah,
everybody
the new girlfriend. just giving it
man,
to the
what's
wife.
Bros?
What is going on,
bros? What is this new thing y'all doing? You didn't think embracing that was gonna truth. Create a situation? How old are you? Like, well, you must be like 20 or something. There's no way you did not think that might create a problem. See, now you done had to write in.
So,
look, if you have a friendship with your ex-wife, she asked you for a loan, you could have just gave her the money. Why did you tell this other girl, man? See, all this honesty, I done told you. I'm not going to. You know what I'm going to do? I'm
going to
stop telling y'all because I'm going to just let y'all go ahead.
No.
Go ahead with this truth thing. No, I'm going to let you go ahead. See, I'm tired.
You sick and tired.
I'm telling people what I've been knowing for sick and tired of being sick and tired.
Why would I not?
Shut your
mouth.
Yeah.
It's done now. What should he do?
See, but now I can't fix it.
And be should he just give
man,
the ex-wife the money?
And bro, what are you doing?
And not let the girlfriend know that he gave it
it's
to her?
It's too late now.
You're right.
Next
you're right, and then that. Just give it to her. But now, bro,
it's too risky. Now.
You just y'all.
So
dude,
the ex-wife
man.
Is just out.
Know. It just got to be a new generation.
Yeah, Shirley, she out. Okay, she's an ex for a reason. Yeah, she's out.
No, but they're friends, and then that's okay.
But then, that's over. Don't nobody love her no more. Stop. It's over.
Ooh, it's harsh.
He shouldn't have told her.
But he
his
did.
Girlfriend. That was his whole problem.
He
the
did.
The problem,
and she still
all
needs
the whole
money.
Problem, come down to this right here.
What?
Y'all keep telling the damn truth. Y'all, if y'all don't stop this foolishness,
get the lion, get back.
You ain't gonna handle no damn marriage.
It's just.
And,
it's, all right, so.
Lying is so available. I just don't get it. It's so available. Just
anyway, moving on to LaDonna in Birmingham. LaDonna writes, I'm 64 years old and my husband is on the blue pill and wanting sex all the time. He told me if I don't give it to him, he can get it elsewhere. Then he'll say he's joking, but it's not sitting well with me. Is he joking or is he about to cheat? Hmm.
Hmm. What did he just tell you?
The truth. Did he tell her the truth?
The truth.
He can get it elsewhere, but he's just joking. That's what
here
he told her.
Here we go. Here we go. Shut your mouth. He's on the blue pill. He wants it all the time. He said, if you don't give it to me, mm-hmm. I can get it somewhere else.
Well, yeah. I'm just joking.
Now, that's probably a true statement. But why in the hell would you tell that?
Once again.
I'm just, am I hearing things this morning? Or do I keep hear these repetitive, truthful statements that have getting these marriages in all kinds of trouble?
I now, the last time you said the guy was young. Now, this is a 64-year-old woman.
Woman.
Right, talking about her husband, who's on the blue pill.
And so he's older.
Yeah, he's old. Mm-hmm.
See, he done let that blue pill cloud his better judgment.
So he shouldn't.
Because you
should
want it. Now, you done told her you can get it somewhere else.
But then he said, I'm just joking.
You all I got. Too late. Too late. Too late.
What should he have said?
You can't whistle at the girl and then say you was joking. You cannot unring the bell.
That's right. Mm-hmm.
The bell is rung. I'm sorry.
What's been said.
You and now you want. I was just joking.
Mm. You play.
All right.
I like every woman walk past me that I see. I'm just joking.
Oh, you said it.
Sir. Mm-hmm.
You weren't joking.
Yeah, right there.
All right. Keely in Detroit says, I'm dating a man that can't seem to aim for the big hole in the bowl. I have urine on the seat, the floor, and even the wall behind my toilet. He's 39, so I see this as a real problem. Is he doing this on purpose? Should I make him pee sitting down?
Ugh. He must be falling in there. How is it all over the place like that?
He's stupid. He waiting till the last minute to run in there. And when you in a hurry like that, and then a lot of that is not missing the bowl. It's the shakedown afterwards that he ain't learned how to control.
How did
he don't know how to do
wall?
It yet. Ain't nobody taught him. Because he's flinging it over that shit. It's being flung on the wall. Mm. It's afterwards. It's when he's trying to drain the dragon.
Mm. Okay.
He got to do all that to go.
Yeah. This. They're going to break up.
Because he's trifling.
No. Because he's trifling. Break up.
Yeah.
So, well, what about the.
I apologize, ladies.
What about should I make him pee sitting down? What is that about?
How you going to do that?
Yeah.
Ain't no man finna do that. And then he 39, he got another problem because he's still frisky, see. So, you know, that early morning, he ain't learned how to lean back. He has to go to the bathroom in the morning in the L position. And until he learns that, he's going to have a pee all over the place.
They're breaking.
You got to tilt. You got to get your hand on that wall behind that toilet.
We got to wash this wall, sound like.
Yeah.
And paint.
And paint.
And paint. And paint.
Yeah. You're going to definitely have to replace your shower curtain.
They're breaking up with him. He's nasty.
These calls this morning, these CLOs have been
very
I'm
heavy.
Sorry, ladies.
Yeah, too much.
People are going through things, Steve. Thank you, CLO. Coming up at the top of the hour, we'll have some entertainment news for you right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Ladies and gentlemen,
we are coming back to Atlanta.
Right now.
Whoa. Mark your calendars because the second annual Black Effect Podcast Festival is happening on Saturday, April 27th. Hosted by B-Dot and Pretty V. Last year was nuts. But we about to do it bigger and better. We've got some of your favorite podcasts like Carefully Reckless, Horrible Decision, $1 million Worth of Game, just to name a few. Tickets go on sale today, right now. Go to blackeffect.com/podcastfestival. Get them. We'll see you there.
I'm Johnny B. Good, the host of the podcast Creating a Con, the story of BitCon. This podcast dives deep into the story of Ray Trapani and his company, CentraTech. I'll explore how 320-somethings built a company out of lies, deceit, and greed.
I've been saying since a very young age that I was going to be a millionaire. If someone's like, oh, what's your best way of making money? I'm like, oh, we should start some sort of scheme.
Listen to Creating a Con, the story of BitCon on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Every family has an origin story, one passed down through the generations. Mine happens to be a mystery involving my great-great-grandmother left behind in Sicily. I'm Joe Piazza, and my new podcast will transport you to the gorgeous island of Sicily as I trace my roots back through a whodunit for the ages. Listen to The Sicilian Inheritance on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Bring a little optimism into your life with The Bright Side, a new kind of daily podcast from Hello Sunshine, hosted by me, Danielle Robay,
and me, Simone Boyce. Every weekday, we're bringing you conversations about culture, the latest trends, inspiration, and so much more.
I am so excited about this podcast, The Bright Side. You guys are giving people a chance to shine a light on their lives, shine a light on a little advice that they want to share.
Listen to The Bright Side on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search The Bright Side.